Here we go.
Get ready, people. I'm gonna go.
Today on ADHDers, we got one hell of a time for you. Coming up soon, there is one thing you can always remember. You are the master of your own universe. You are the master of your own mind. So come, let us rise together to become the great ultra community of ADHDers.
Hello, you guys with beautiful minds. We're back at it again, ADHD Explorers. Look at us grow and evolve. Welcome. Yay. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being in a place where you want to improve where you are at with ADHD. Today, we're covering the topic of the positives of ADHD. So we know that we have ADHD ourselves. We know that there are drawbacks. We know that there is so much negativity. Sometimes when people get diagnosed with ADHD, they're like, oh, this is the worst thing in the world. And here at ADHDers, we want to cover all sides of ADHD. You know, it's not only like, oh, woe is me, my life is over because I have ADHD. It's all about, hey, okay, we have ADHD, what can we do to move forward and move upward? So by no means, when we're talking about positives, does it disqualify the negativity you've experienced in your life? Like, we understand there are drawbacks. But today, we're focusing on the positives of ADHD. Like, wahoo, thank God. We've covered all of the negative stuff. It's time for the benefits. Because having a unique mind and going and being in a place where you can thrive in your, like, with your hyper obsessions, I've seen time and time again people with ADHD absolutely killing it because they're just so obsessed with what they do and what they do well and what they love. So I can't wait to explore. Are you feeling good, Addy? Feeling chum?
Yeah, let's go, Benno. I was partly inspired by last episode we recorded with Brooke Schnittman, and she said the words, you know, she feels like ADHD is a superpower. And like Ben said, that doesn't dismiss, you know, those of us who find that it's a struggle. And I think they go hand in hand. Like, there are ups and downs. But yeah, today, let's talk about the positives. So like you kind of hinted at there, one of the positives I find is hyperfixation, right? Like our ability to get obsessed with something and go all in. So I want to know, as I've asked before, what is your hyperfixation this week, Ben?
My hyperfocus has been I was just sad for 4 days, to be honest. You know, like this is random to say at the beginning of a podcast episode, but I think it does happen, you know, that, like, you know, we can feel so gusto and feel so, like, ready to kill it, la la la, but then there are these periods in life where I just feel shit for 4 days and I'm going to talk really mean to myself. And I wanted to be really kind to myself, actually, and that was going to be one of the quick tip I want to share at the end, which is like speaking kindly to yourself. But I'll talk about that later. But like, I want to list off a bunch of like ADHD advantages I've just written out, right? Like creative problem solving, the ability to take in like all this information and draw patterns in it, and like recognize where there's similarities. That's freaking awesome. The creativity within your ADHD minds, absolutely mind-blowing. That's comes from that, like, I feel like when you suck at planning, like you become a great improviser, or you get organized. That didn't happen to me. Like, if you're one of those ADHDs, I envy your organizational ability.
Or you, yeah, I think there's the meme. It's like, are you hyper organized or are you really good at improvising ADHD?
Yeah, like, and so both of them are beneficial in their own way. I feel like when we get hyper-focused or hyper-obsessed with something, or we're riding the passion train, we can take in a lot of information fast, and it's like we're a sponge for that information. You know what I mean? And I think that is an underestimated part. I feel like if we're always focusing on the negative parts of ADHD, we won't be able to see the good parts, and there are so many good parts. And I think those have to be taken into account because it's a reality of having ADHD. Okay, so this improvisational skill, I think, comes really in handy when it comes to conversations, because conversations mm-hmm. are just improvisation at the end of the day. And so I feel like mm-hmm. it helps, because like anything someone randomly says, a lot of ADHDers have this ability, like they've got random fun facts in their brain about any random topic. So when people come along with a good, with some topic like, oh yeah, I'm a baker, you can be like, oh, did you know about all these three different types of flowers and how like this type of flower has more gluten in, you know, you can say like random fun facts like that or whatever. I feel like another advantage is unique perspective, you know, like I think that there, we are in the gene pool for a reason, you know, and I think that sometimes you need people that don't take in the traditional information and see it all fresh and have to build that fresh perspective on life and to see where things can be improved, to be the revolutionaries, to be the people that like save the day with a problem that sometimes if a community is always used to doing the same thing the same way, the traditional way, if there's no people that are ready to be the renegades, the mavericks, then there won't be this a shift or a new perspective that will help save the day. So I think that is an advantage. Yeah.
I think we're good at finding like gaps in things, right? So we'll see like, oh, there's this is here, but like this thing is missing, and why is that not there? And like you said, that helps. Like it's a unique perspective because nobody even knew that there was a gap there to be filled. And we're like, you're completely missing out like on filling this gap.
Yeah, like the chain of process, like, oh, that little bit there, that could do with a little bit. Like, I always feel like I'm looking at the world like, oh, that could be improved, that could be improved. And I don't know if it's an ADHD thing, but I feel like it helps, you know. Natural problem solvers. Mm-hmm. Like, do you have that same? Do you relate to that?
I feel like for sure. I'm
just default problem solving like all the time.
Yeah, for sure. It's like it's like the pattern seeking brain, and so you're constantly trying to find ways that things like work together. And so then when it doesn't, you're like, this isn't right. Like, how do I make this work properly?
The way I see knowledge in the brain is like all of these like blobs of knowledge, like all in random places. And I feel like in an ADHD brain, there's more interconnectedness between far off information blobs. You know, or you could call them neurons if you wanted. But it's like cross-connected in all these weird ways. And I feel like what that gives ADHDers is this ability to apply certain principles from one field to another field. You know? And so that leads to loads of advantages. The next one is we are fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know, like... You know, we're always novelty seeking, and I think that plays out in like being super fun people to hang out with. And like, yeah, like I know we can be really emotionally intense, don't get me wrong, but we can be fun too. And ADHD is, you know, we bring the fun.
One time, Ben and I went to, do you remember that? It was like these haystacks, and they were all like, lined up on top of each other in like a pyramid shape, and we were like bouncing on them, like pretending we were in a video game. God.
It was so naughty.
What neurotypicals are going to do that?
I freaking loved bouncing on those hay bales. Exactly. ADHDers are fun. What can I say? I'd say that we're good in chaotic moments because our life is chaos a lot of the time. But we get good at operating within chaos. Like, if we didn't, then we wouldn't be able to operate that well.
Yeah, full stop.
I think that we are good when shit goes down. I feel like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like I can focus better, you know, than normal. I'm like, oh, finally, my brain can activate now that all this shit has gone down.
It, like, you know, kicks your brain into that, like, urgent mode. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The adrenaline makes me focus. Like, I always like to say this story about Peter Shankman, who wrote this amazing book about ADHD. Called Faster Than Normal.
Faster Than Normal.
And he would go, Faster Than Normal. That's another benefit of ADHD, like fast processing, you know, like we take in a lot of information. You know, when you're trying to reply to someone and you're already, like, you're in a conversation, you already know what they're going to say, like, a lot of the time.
Oh, God. When people take so long to finish their sentences and you're like, I already know what you're going to say, just like, Hurry up.
Yeah, exactly. Faster than normal. So he would, in this book, he would jump out of planes, and then what's it called when you parachute out off a skydive, and then he would do work. He would have his laptop ready on the ground, and he would do work or like write his book like after skydiving because the adrenaline
like
made everything work. The norepinephrine, bing, ring, ding, ding, all activated by jumping out of a plane. I need some way to activate that without a skydiving license, you know? Like cold water immersion, I think, does the adrenaline, for sure. Okay, next one.
Yeah. On that note.
Yeah.
Yes. Of fun.
Yeah.
Is that we are spontaneous, like, and that's part of how we're so fun. But it also means that, like, we take opportunities as they come because we don't overthink it a lot of the time. It's like, and in that sense, I think we maybe don't miss out on things other people might because of that spontaneity and that willingness to just like go straight into things. Like, hey, do you want to go on a trip to India with me? Yeah, yes. Sure. Why not?
Like, instead of seeing things as they are, I feel like we see the potential of what they could be. And therefore, when the opportunities come, we can recognize them almost better, or ride them better, or make the most out of them, because we're seeing that because part of our overwhelm is that we see the possibilities of everything, right? We see like all the possible future strings of it, like all at once, and that's pretty overwhelming sometimes. I get that, but it also means that we see the possibilities in things and the benefits of things, because we're looking at like so much at once. Wahoo! What a ride with this freaking brain. It's funny because like sometimes there are sparks of like amazingness with ADHD, and then sometimes it's just like,
oh, for sure,
like it's so multifaceted ADHD.
Like, it's like, what did you say, a pig driving a race car? Like, wow, yeah, when you see that, that's fucking amazing to see, but then like that pig's gonna crash happily.
That is how it feels. It feels like you've got this like motor car engine, you know, all this knowledge embedded, and then like, oh, a pig's in the driver's seat, what is going on? He'll just do whatever he wants to do. Oh, look, an apple, I'm just gonna be obsessed with that apple for a bit, you know. That's ADHD vibes. So yeah, because we see the potential in everything, I think that makes us really resourceful. You know, we can make the most out
good
of
segue
situations.
Back.
We have that. Thank you. We have that capability to, like, I think one time I dropped my, something I needed, like a penknife or something, off the edge of a mini cliff, and so I made like a hook out of a plastic bag and could get it back. And this dude was like, "Ben, you're so resourceful." And I was like, "Oh, it just seems like normal to me, you know, like." Why wouldn't I use a bag and make a bag hook, you know, out of a plastic bag?
Duh, that's the things I have on hand.
So I got two more benefits, just like quick
benefits.
Flexible and adaptable. You know, I think because we're seeing things fresh, you know, we can see things as they are rather than like the preconceived notion of what they are. It makes us very flexible and adaptable to change, and we can make the most of like different situations. And then my last benefit is that we're not a follower, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if this is an ADHD thing, but like, I feel like I don't trust what people say. I trust like when I see it for myself. I don't know if that's an ADHD thing, but I feel like it makes
I
us
think
kind
it...
of, like, self-reliant, you know, like. Like, I'll figure it out on my own kind of vibes. It means you don't get stuck in, like,
for sure. It even plays into little things like, you know, everyone has watched Game of Thrones, and I haven't because everyone else has done it. So I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do that because you're all doing it. But in that sense, it, like, with other things that everyone is doing, and you're like, but why are they doing it? Like, just because they're doing it, like, that doesn't make sense. And we question social norms, and Yeah, in some cases that can be a detriment when you're doing things that are illegal or whatever. But if you're questioning social norms and then going like and creating a new path, like I think, yeah, that's a benefit. That we're not doing things just because that's how everyone always does them. Boring.
So we asked the community, like all you guys, for what you think your benefits are with ADHD, and Ali has collected them together. And I'm really interested
We
to
have
hear, like,
many, many responses.
yeah, cool. We'll slam some my way. Also,
First
put
of
the mic a
all,
little bit further away from your mouth. It's just clipping a little bit.
yeah.
There we go.
We got 110 responses, which, first of all, is amazing. I love that, like, over 100 of you who saw this story come up were like, yes, I have a positive about ADHD. Like, that is wonderful. And I think that is just at the essence of the kind of community that we are trying to build, you know?
Yeah.
So here's a couple. I'm just gonna like ramble them out, a few out.
Yeah, let's hear.
Sunrise 1010 says, I always find easier slash faster ways to do things. Someone else, I am always more than my colleagues. Yes, more of a handful, but also more active, more focused. Someone, humor. Losing myself in a store for 2 hours at my own slow speed, ending up buying almost nothing. Always in for something new, enjoying little things. I can make someone feel at comfort.
Oh, make
I
someone
can,
feel at
yeah.
ease.
I was going to say that as one of my benefits as well, actually, is that like, I feel like part of the emotional sensitivity, and that can be emotional reactivity. The flip side of that comes with those strong emotions is that we also care very deeply and we love strongly, you know? And I think other people do feel like that. Like when I've been through a breakup and I've like been heartbroken, and I've always had my friends on the other side being like, yeah, but Addie, you know that it's because you love so strongly, and that's why it hurts so much when you break up. But that it means that like when you are like on the other end of it, people feel that. Like you give a lot with your love and your care. And I think we are,
Yeah.
even if it seems like we're distracted, we actually are good listeners a lot of the time. It just like we maybe respond in different ways than neurotypical. But I think we care a
Yeah.
lot about those who
I
are
feel
close to us.
that radar of emotion, that empathy, I feel like it we can feel, I feel like I can feel like what other people can feel, and I feel like that makes me automatically want to, like, oh, I see that person over there is uncomfortable. I want to make them feel better. And I know that empathy can be a double-edged sword, you know, when you know, it can drain your energy from, like, as long as you're nourishing yourself first, it's all right. But, like, I think that is a beautiful benefit to ADHD, like one of the benefits that you are so sensitive that you want to make people feel good.
Yeah,
Compassion.
a couple more. I can do 100 things at a time. I love
Ah,
my
multitasking. Wait,
hyperfixations.
it's
Yes,
worth talking about
multitasking.
some of these. It's worth
Yeah.
talking about some of these because, like, I think I always judge myself for multitasking and being like, oh, why can't I do things like everyone else? And as soon as I accepted that, oh, multitasking is a good thing, and, like, it's okay to do things sporadically, like cleaning a room. Oh no, I can't focus on just my desk. Well, then it's okay. Like, I'm gonna flick to from one to another, and I'm always making progress, and that is totally okay. And I think that's a beautiful thing to point out.
Yeah, totally. I love my hyperfixations. Yes, we love hyperfixations.
Dude, hyperfixations. Yeah, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is basically what I just said. I have big feelings, which means the positive feelings I have are really big. Yes, like our happiness. Oh man, neurodivergent joy is like when I get, I was out for a walk the other day, I saw a fucking slug and
Frickin' Addy and slugs.
in case anyone doesn't know already, I like love slugs, like I'm obsessed with slugs. So this is a big deal. I saw a slug on a hike and I was very excited. Ben's nodding his face because You've seen me.
Addie loves slugs so much that she like has picked them up and put them on her face, and she is really happy, like genuinely, like you just gave her the best Christmas present ever, and she's got a slug on her face. One time I saw her with like four slugs on her face, and she was loving life. So that's a testament to like doing what you love, I guess, and smothering what you love all over your face. Oh my god. Are you okay, Addy? You experience extreme joy. That's what you're doing.
Extreme joy at slugs, yep. I just love them so much. Getting emotional.
I love that you love slugs. Maybe, I don't know how I can encourage this, but I don't feel like I need to. Your love is just so strong for slugs.
Yeah, I have a lot of slug things around my house in my life. No pet slugs currently, but anywho, we're getting off on a tangent. That's another thing I like.
It shows like do what you love is like such an ADHD thing, even if it's putting slugs on your face. Like Addy, do what you love.
So yes, really big feelings like when you're happy and you get super excited, and it's just like seeing an ADHDer excited is like one of the it's contagious, like.
Is it like
amount
a thing?
Of
like,
joy
like,
that we
when I'm at a restaurant and I eat something that I really love, I'm literally screaming yum, like so loud. I go, oh my god, like I am erupting with joy. And like I know there's a counter side, you know, like when I'm sad, I'm like really fucking sad, but like the joy is good. The joy, such intense joy.
And yeah, I think I have been told by other neurotypical people in my life that, like, when they see me or someone else who's neurodivergent in that excited, happy state, they're like, oh, it's, like, you're so happy about this, and it makes me happy. So
it's pure.
Keep being big feelings.
Yeah, keep being you, people.
Someone else said, calm in a stress situation. Like you said, there's something that happens in those like high adrenaline situations where focus, like why it works. Yeah.
I feel like my brain.
Someone else. I'm always happy for some strange reason. Personally, I feel like I actually tend to be happier than like in situations where maybe other people aren't, if I'm focused in the moment, I guess. It's that like quick to jump to like strong feelings and sadness, but then also quick to forget sometimes, maybe.
Yeah. I guess that distractibility comes then, you know. Yeah. Like, you know what? Here's a benefit that we haven't discussed yet is distractibility in terms of like that hunter's mindset. You know, when you're on like a big environment and you are distractible, that's what they call having a hunter's eye. You know, we'll notice things people don't necessarily notice. We all look, there's something over there.
Mm-hmm.
When everyone was like focused on whatever was going on, but we were like, oh, did you guys see that fruit? Did you guys see that antelope? I feel like
did
we
you
would
hear
notice those things.
The rustle in the bushes?
Did you hear the badger? Let's eat the badger.
Yeah, my partner said he's actually leaning into that.
Yeah, context is good.
Yeah, like leaning in his to his distractibility and his impulsiveness when he's trying to do like creative things, like his lights and stuff, and he kind of just like following where the mind goes and like playing with it. So yeah, give yourself the freedom to just like, I love doing it on hikes and like going out for walks, and you're just like, oh, where's my brain taking me now?
There's something to be said.
Going
to
end up like, climbing up this cliff.
Like having with when there's space to be distracted, like in a there's that style of meditation where you just watch your thoughts, and that is like beautiful to just let your brain be its natural state, and it's something very nourishing about that state of mind where you're just watching it and like letting yourself have daydreams, for example. I think, daydreams are underestimated, and I want to rave about this for like 5 minutes, okay? because you know how the theory of relativity by Einstein was discovered?
He was daydreaming.
A freaking intentional daydream, you know? Einstein would think about these big problems. He would think about them consciously, and then he would improvise melodies on his violin. And he said that he was, like, stimulating the creative part of his brain, right? But what he was doing is he was distracting the conscious mind and letting his subconscious come together in a daydream. And he saw himself on the end of this beam of light, visualizing it. And I think that, you know, he discovered the theory of relativity through these visualizations within his mind daydreaming. And so I think that, like, that, what an amazing thing. Nikola Tesla is also another person that had an amazing ability to be concentrated within his own mindscape. And he had a workshop in his brain where he could engineer things, test them. And if the model of his brain didn't reflect what happened in reality, he would improve his mental model in his mental, like, mindscape. And he would keep changing the invention until it would work. And so he used that ability to have a concentrated, intentional daydream, which I think that, you know, a lot of neurodiverse people have that ability, and he used it to his advantage. Like, for example, if I have a to-do list, if it's on paper, I don't really care about it. But if I visualize the things that I'm supposed to do, it's like I remember them perfectly. Especially if I visualize myself enjoying that thing in the future, then everything just freaking zip works. And I think that we just didn't get taught, oh, by the way, you have this ability to visualize in your mind. It's really fucking good. And, like, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, no one freaking talks about that, okay?
Because, well, yeah, they use, like, the daydreamer as a pejorative, right? People say daydreamer, oh, she's a daydreamer. Like she's off with the fairies. And it's like, well, maybe she is with the fairies in her mind. And she's actually creating an epic opera with those fairies. And, like, so what?
Exactly. Like, everything you see in life at one time was an imagined thought. You know, every product or even computers were all at one time a daydream that has been brought into sense after that. But that is the seed of every idea is a daydream. And I don't think, like, that should ever be underestimated. And that's something that we should definitely nourish as a community in ourselves.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm so fucking passionate about this. God damn. okay, should we let's, you want to read some more?
Just a couple more. I never stop talking. Yes, love that. My creativity. I'm always smiling and have a crazy life high, what normal people don't have. I have great attention to detail, which helps me a lot with problem solving. I am now more unapologetically myself. Yes. I'm incredibly creative and passionate. If my attention and heart's on something, I will not fail. Adaptability, enjoying constant change. Yes, I love these. We have so many more, but I think we want to move on to read some things from Reddit. But yes, love.
I know there's so many things that you can be dragged down about with ADHD. You know, you've got these intense emotions. You've got this self-doubt that's fucking crippling. You've got, like, I don't know, maybe sometimes the relationships, like, go to crap. But, like, just hearing that there are positives and we can, like, think about them and use them in our daily life, that actually, like, I don't know, gives me a bit of light inside my soul that I feel like I needed. So, it's time to read some things from Reddit. Let's go!
And we're about to read some things from Reddit.
Let's go!
See if we can read into it. Maybe pick up some insights to our mind. Reading some things from Reddit. Yeah.
So I've been researching what people have said about ADHD and the benefits. And I have some comments I wanted to read out. This guy is Danny is cool for. And he said, I like having ADHD. There, I said it. Downvote me all you want. I don't care. ADHD makes me who I am. That is the advantage. It's hard to put into words. It makes me me. ADHD gives me a quirky personality that, while it annoys some and caused me to get bullied in elementary school, many people love it about me. I say funny things all the time because I don't care and I speak impulsively. I'm anything but boring. He continues.
Yes.
ADHD gives you a unique way of viewing the world, and there is now scientific evidence that people with ADHD are more creative and are better at thinking outside the box. And don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. I've definitely experienced the whole enchilada of ADHD downsides. School failure, social rejection, comorbidities, etc. But now that I'm diagnosed, the future looks bright, and I'm now going to be able to tackle the downsides of ADHD while keeping the upsides. The thing is, everybody has problems. Everybody has something about them that is ruining their life. Nobody lives the perfect dream. But if I had to pick something to be my problem, I'd pick ADHD, because at least it has character, winky face. You're not going to be able to tackle the ADHD thing until you learn to embrace it. That's the comment.
And I was just like, damn, no, I love that.
I think that is totally multifaceted, and I think that everyone has different experiences for sure. And I know that we have good periods and bad periods, but it's worth reflecting on the positives from time to time.
I think that we
you share.
Tend to, like he said, focus on the negatives and just, having that ability to accept yourself. It's what we are trying to do as a community, I think. Like, as ADHDers, through this podcast, ADHD Explorers. And I hope that some of you feel that way. I know that we've got some responses from people when we get them that basically say that like, they now feel less alone and they feel like they can accept themselves more. And that's all we're trying to do. Anywho.
That's exactly
what else is there on Reddit?
Like when we started ADHD Doers and ADHD Explorers, that's exactly what we wanted to do. We wanted to be like, okay, when you realize you have ADHD, you can take it and be like, ADHD is crap, I hate myself, and you can go down that rabbit hole. Or you can say, okay, I have ADHD, how can I make the most of this experience? And that's what we've realized, is through community and through talking about it and through relating, we do understand ourselves better. Okay, I have a comment.
Yes.
This guy was Key Wit. He said, in terms of what are the benefits of having ADHD, he says, bullshitting. It turns out when you can't plan for toffee, you end up becoming really good at just making up shit as you go. Really useful skill for interviews if you can manage the nerves. In fact, if your work requires you to deal with a whole bunch of reactive stuff, you can be really effective. And someone replied, some people think I'm smart, but the whole thing is a sham. I'm just drawing conclusions from evidence that doesn't even exist. Okay, but I want to talk about that, because I feel like sometimes, like Einstein says, imagination is more important than knowledge. And I think what he means by that, and what I'd love to take from it, is that even if you don't have those knowledge for maybe you need to cross a big bridge across a valley, maybe you haven't ever built bridges before, but maybe I feel like, maybe you have learned a little bit about making rope from leaves, or maybe you have learned a little survival technique about how to like make a catapult that you can swing, and so you can make a rope and you can get that catapult and you combine these different things together, and then you can solve the problem. And you never learned how to make bridges at university, but it doesn't matter, because you can have the knowledge that you deduce from all the random chunks of knowledge you have in your brain. And I think that is how imagination is more powerful than knowledge, because you can intuit knowledge from all the little chunks of knowledge that you have. And I think that is an advantage in our unique brains, sometimes if we have the knowledge and we can't bring it up to the surface, don't get me wrong, that's super annoying too, but being able to intuit
isn't
little shards of information.
Yeah, isn't that the difference between knowledge and wisdom? Is wisdom is knowing how to apply the knowledge, right? So it's we have this ability to take, little things that we have learned from different places, and then through, again, that outside the box thinking, unique perspectives, we create new solutions to things or come to conclusions from things that don't exist.
I feel like we have to grow that skill, because I feel like in terms of conversations, I think I was hearing like maybe 5% before I started like working on learning to focus better and processing my emotions so I didn't like tune out. And I think that like when you're tuning out of conversations all the time, you have to get good at like intuiting what that person was saying when you've only got like a little chunk of information, and like working up the rest, you know, like that recognition. So I think that's why we grow that skill. So I feel like that's an amazing bunch
of auditory processing issues.
Yeah, you know, it's a crazy ride with ADHD, but hey, at least it's good sometimes, you know. I wanted to share now a quick tip.
Get ready for the quick tips. Oh, baby, got the quick tips.
Bing, bang, bong. Okay, I got an inspirational quote for you. Are you ready? Okay, here we go.
Let's go.
Be who you are and say what you feel. Because those who mind don't matter. And those who matter don't mind.
Don't mind.
I love you guys.
We love you.
Please keep shining. And please celebrate your wins this week. We'll catch you in the next one. Lots of love.
Yeah.
ADHD Explorers.
Keep on listening and rate when you can. Leave us reviews. We love to hear from you. Here's a quick review from someone recently. They said, such a great episode. Thanks, you guys, for letting me understand myself so much better. And with this, I can help peers along the way. And that was from our episode on unmasking. So keep leaving us those reviews on whatever platform you can. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. We love you.
Yeah, rate us good. And send us a message on ADHD Explorers Instagram if you think of any fun segments you'd like to have in your ear holes. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye.